It's Meet the Tigers here on 1410 KGRN as the Grinnell Tiger girls basketball team gets ready for their state tournament. They'll play Tuesday night against Sioux City Heland. So we talked with the entire girls basketball team. We start off with the seniors. Becca McCombs joins us now. And Becca, has it sunk in yet? You're going back to the state tournament for the third straight year.
It has. I mean, I was thinking about it for so many hours last night, just trying to fall asleep and just realizing we're going back to the well and we get another chance to take a run at it.
Of course, what's different, I was going to ask you what's different this year than last year, and it's different that you're playing in it. That's what you want to do in terms of playing with it. But how does this now change your approach with this team, and how overall do you feel like how things are different from this year maybe to the previous couple years?
I felt like last year it was a lot of more. We had a lot of star players. This year it's like everybody. There's 10 people that play game in and game out. So it's a lot more of everybody has to put forth their best effort, and we can't just rely on one person. Yes, we can rely on them to score at times, but if Macy's not scoring, then we know Naomi might be scoring. And if Naomi's not scoring, Megan will step up and score. So just kind of the team mentality going into it is we're all just going to have to play and just feel free to just to shoot it wherever and whenever.
You're the tallest player on this team. I just thought of that. I mean, you're only 5'11". There's nobody 6 foot on this team. How does that work?
It's definitely different. I mean, I've had to play against a lot more guards than I've had to play against post players. So in going into games, it's definitely not as having as much practice as I would like. But I have definitely gotten better throughout the year guarding smaller players, faster players than me. But it's definitely different as you're not able to practice your post moves as much against someone that could swat you every time. So it takes some more practice and just practicing outside of when we're here. So I use my brother to help me out because he's kind of 6'1", so he's able to help me. So yeah.
Yeah, I think you've told me that story before, but it's worth repeating. I like that story. It's good. What has kept you coming back through all these injuries? And you've battled so much. You've been in physical therapy so much. You probably are sick of it. You know, what kept you coming back?
Teammates. Every single time I got injured, I came back, and the amount of support they had for me. I mean, I had people come out to the house and help me and just hang out with me when I could do nothing but sit in bed. So, I mean, they've been super supportive over the years, and this was my chance just to give back to them and show them how much their support has meant to me.
Outside of the regional final win over Pella, what's your favorite memory from this past season?
Probably the two pick and rolls with Macy versus Pella the first time we played them. That was really cool.
So early in the season.
Early in the season, yeah.
The pick and roll. Love that play. What are you planning on doing after you graduate?
I'm planning on going and studying exercise science. I'm not quite sure where at, but at a liberal arts college somewhere in Iowa, so yeah.
What's the biggest key for this team at the state tournament?
Playing loose and playing our game, not trying to change. This season we've been able to stick to our game and our pace, and at times we've struggled with it, but I know going to the tournament that's what we're gonna have to do. We're gonna have to play our game and let other people have to change theirs.
We'll see you at state. Congratulations, Becca.
Thank you.
Becca McCombs with us here. It is Meet the Tigers here on 1410 KGRN.